Hello, everyone. Welcome to Move More, Worry Less. I'm your host, Paige Festa, the owner and designer of 13 Fit Apparel. Today, I'm super excited to talk to you about what I've learned about sleep and how I've used that to get better sleep and how it's affected my morning routine. I want to preface this with saying I'm not an expert in this field at all. My purpose here is to share with you what I've learned about myself and things that I've noticed and how I've learned these things. And maybe in some way those things can help you. Maybe you struggle with sleep or you struggle with your morning routine and you're kind of stuck and don't know what to do next. So maybe this will inspire you to figure those things out for yourself. And if not, then maybe you just like listening to me talk. I don't really know. But welcome to the podcast anyways. So I want to start out by talking about how my sleep was. So for a while now, I was feeling like I'm getting enough sleep, but I'm just so exhausted. I wake up so tired. You know, I would go to bed at a certain time and wake up at a certain time. And because of the time I was going to sleep and waking up, I was like, oh, well, that means I'm getting 8 or 9 hours of sleep. So if I go to bed at 11 and I wake up at 7, then I must be getting my full 8 hours. And my point is, as I get into this, is that you really can't manage what you don't measure. So I'm thinking, okay, I go to bed at this time, I wake up at this time, I'm getting all of the sleep. Why am I tired? It makes no sense to me. But that's just the time that I'm in bed. So a little while ago, within the last year, I would say, I started wearing a Whoop wearable. And if you don't know what that is, it is a monitor that you wear on your wrist. I think they have bicep ones you can wear as well, but it tracks different things like your heart rate, your resting heart rate, your respiratory rate, your sleep, your HRV, which is your heart rate variability. It tracks your, it gives you metrics on your sleep performance, your strain throughout the day, your cardiovascular strain, and your recovery and how ready your body is to take on strain for the day. This is not a Whoop ad. I absolutely love my Whoop and I love the platform and they have so much awesome information. I started wearing my Whoop and over time I was realizing that if I was in bed physically for 8 hours, I might only be getting 6 hours of real sleep between the time it takes me to fall asleep, disturbances throughout the night, and there's moments during the night where you are technically awake and you might not be super conscious for it, but you're awake, so you're not in your sleep cycles. So although I was laying in bed for 8 hours, I was getting 6 hours of sleep, which is not enough to get my recovery. So as I started measuring this, I was like, wow, I really need to be in bed for a longer amount of time in order to get the sleep that I need, or I need to do things to make sure that I get better sleep. So I kind of did all of it at one time. I started doing a little research on what can I do to make my sleep better. And so things that I tried were I got blackout curtains for my room to make sure it was dark and the light wouldn't disrupt me. I got a new mattress cover to make sure my bed was super comfortable, which is good and bad because it makes it so much harder to get out of because it's so comfortable now. Blue light glasses in the evening to block out blue light and to allow your body to realize that it's not daytime anymore. A bedtime routine. I tried melatonin. And I'm going to kind of go through each of these. So first I want to start with melatonin because I started taking it thinking, you know, it'll help me fall asleep and then my efficiency in bed will be better. And so I was taking it every night and I felt like I really needed to because I wanted to have this really good sleep. And I was just waking up so groggy every day. And I forget why, but one day I decided not to take melatonin and I woke up super fresh in the morning. And so I started to experiment with myself, and I realized anytime I took melatonin, I woke up feeling really groggy and tired. And I had heard people talk about that before, and I never really related it to my experience with melatonin because I just thought that I was always tired, which was also true. But I started to realize melatonin's not the way for me to go. So I stopped taking melatonin. I have had my blackout curtains, which I think have made a big difference for me. It's no light is coming into my bedroom, so I'm not getting like distracted. Light's not waking me up, which is really nice. My mattress cover has definitely helped me sleep better because it's just so dang comfortable. Blue light glasses, I haven't been good about wearing them recently, to be perfectly honest, but when I do wear them, I do sleep better. And I'm not just saying I sleep better. All of my information is coming from the metrics coming from my Whoop. So on nights that I wore my blue light glasses, I got better sleep. I fell asleep faster. I was more efficient in bed. And a bedtime routine, I've been trying so hard to be better about it. I have been trying to read before bed, which I, again, have not been awesome at, but it's something that I'm working towards. The one thing that I have been really good about is my sleep consistency. So going to bed at the same time and waking up at the same time, which is also really good for your sleep. So that way your body kind of knows when it's time to go to sleep and it knows when it's time to wake up, and it's in more of a flow rather than going to bed at 9 o'clock one night, 11 o'clock the next night, on the weekend staying up till 3 in the morning. It'll totally throw your body off. So I've been way more consistent about that. So going to bed earlier, making sure I have more time in bed, but also going to bed at the same time and then waking up at the same time in the morning, which has been difficult. But the better I've been about my sleep and understanding my sleep, the easier it's been to wake up in the morning, which I'll get into later because we're going to talk a little bit about my morning routine. So I guess the next thing I want to touch on, which is kind of one of the things that's helping me sleep, but I didn't list it before, but it's just like a little thing that I came up with for myself, because I sometimes have a really hard time falling asleep if I have too much on my mind and I can't like shut down. Sometimes I'll like play a meditation app or something, but sometimes it's not enough to just listen to something. So what I've been doing, and every time I've done it's worked, is I imagine myself going for a run through my neighborhood, and I try to imagine it in the most detail that I can, like every step of the way. Can I remember on the route that I usually take through the neighborhood? Can I remember the manholes in the street or how many parking spaces are across the street, or, you know, where the light poles are or markings that are on the ground, just things that I might notice, and imagining the scenery around me. So I've been doing that on the nights that I can't fall asleep, and I find that I can't even actually make it through my quote-unquote run because my brain, you know, when you're falling asleep and your thoughts just go all over and they make absolutely no sense, that starts to happen and then I pass out. So that's just a little thing that I've been doing that has been working for me. So if you want to try that, awesome. Over the last couple of months, I've been really focused on my sleep because I hate waking up feeling exhausted and then trying to roll into a work day or feeling like I need to be creative, but I can't be creative because in order to be creative, my mind needs to be in a state of play. It needs to have energy. And when I feel exhausted or groggy, it's so hard to get work done. So focusing on my sleep and making sure that I have better sleep and staying committed to my sleep has really made a difference. And my boyfriend totally hates it because I'll be like, all right, I'm going to bed at 9:45. And he's like, but I want to hang out. And I'm like, that's cool, but like I need good sleep and I want to wake up when my alarm goes off tomorrow morning. And so I haven't been a morning person in the last like 2 years. Let me back up. When I was living in New York, I would wake up, you know, 5:30 in the morning, almost every day, every weekday, excuse me, not on the weekends, absolutely not, but on the weekday so I could work out at 6 a.m., excuse me, and then carry on with my day. It was never easy, but I did it because I knew I wanted to work out in the morning at 6 a.m. and just have it done. And then towards the end of my time in New York, I was feeling so burnt out that it was getting really hard to wake up at that time. So over time, it turned into me waking up at like 6, 6:30 to work out at 7. Sometimes I'd work out at 9. I'd take the 9 o'clock class. And I got really bad about waking up in the morning because I was just so tired. And way back then, I was definitely not paying attention at all to my sleep. I would stay up much later and wake up much earlier and just be exhausted all the time. I never had a normal night's sleep. I would sleep maybe 5 or 6 hours a night. And those were my hours in bed. So based on the information I know now, I was probably only getting, you know, 4, 4.5 hours of real sleep within that time. So I was a kind of morning person, or I forced myself to be a morning person. And then when I moved away and I spent the summer at my sister's in Alaska, I was feeling exhausted, but I wanted to allow myself the opportunity to sleep more and listen to my body. So we would go to bed at a pretty early time. My sister likes to go to bed early. So I would be in bed fairly early and I would wake up naturally between 7 and 8. And I still felt pretty tired. But I kind of, you know, chalked it up to like, oh, well, I've been burnt out for the last however many years. My body's just catching up. And then I made my way to Florida. And I just kind of found that waking up has been such a difficult thing for me, because what I'm realizing now, all these things that I've learned about sleep and having better sleep hygiene and focusing on my sleep performance make a really big difference on waking up. So in my time here, I've had a really hard time getting out of bed between being tired, feeling groggy. If I have like anxiety or something, it's just hard to get out of bed. So it's kind of affected my morning routine. And over the past, you know, year and a half, my morning routine has evolved quite a bit. You know, when COVID hit, I had a routine of like waking up, I would make breakfast, sit outside, drink coffee, write in my journal, read, and then I would work. And then after that, I kind of shifted to doing bike rides in the morning and then getting ready and then working. And then I shifted to stretching in the morning. And none of it kind of was going the way I wanted it to. I kept changing my morning routine because none of it felt like what I wanted it to be. What I really wanted was to get back into the groove of working out in the morning, which hasn't happened in a very long time. I mean, here and there, I might get a morning workout in on the weekends, or if I know I have something going on at night, I would work out in the morning, but not consistently. So as I've been getting my morning, excuse me, my nighttime routine and sleep in order, it has significantly affected my morning routine. So now that I've kind of come to a place where, okay, I know I want to go to bed around 9:45 and do all these things that I mentioned before, I'm able to get up earlier now. And I've really made it a goal for myself to get up between 7 and like 7:20 and get out into the garage and start my workout by 7:30. And I have been super consistent with it, which feels so good. Morning routines, I feel like I've listened to so many podcasts on, you know, running a business or mindset and all these things, and they talk about morning routines and how they're important. And what is cool about the morning, in my opinion, is that there's very, how do I want to phrase this? There's not much room for it to differ. Your morning is how you start your morning. As your day unfolds, things can come up, life happens, and it's a little bit unpredictable. Yeah, your day probably has a standard rhythm, but as the day goes on, say if you were working out at night, there are more excuses come up. Things might happen that prevent you from working out. You might be tired by the end of the day, but the morning and your morning routine is the start to your day that you have the most control of. And so I've been wanting to kind of capitalize on that. So now that I've gotten my sleep in order, I've been able to get up at 7:20 and be ready to work out by 7:30. And I work out from 7:30 to 8:30. And it has significantly changed my days. And a lot of people say things like, well, I'm just not a morning person. And let me tell you, me neither. I don't like getting up early. Even if I'm not tired, getting out of bed just like is hard. I understand the feeling of not being a morning person, but if you really want to make that change, you have to change it. It's a habit. Being a morning person is more so a habit than it is like an innate quality about you. Yeah, there's some people who just wake up early, fine, but you can turn it into a habit and you can make it a thing. So that's what I've been really focused on. Now that my sleep has been situated, my focus is, okay, how can I start my day? So I've been doing my workouts in the morning. After I work out, I cook my healthy breakfast, I shower, I get ready. I'm ready to work by 9:15. I guess my point of everything that I've rambled on about for the last 17 minutes and 30 seconds is that when it comes to everything, but specifically today I'm talking about sleep, if you don't measure your sleep, it's going to be really hard to manage. And I'm saying that just from experience, that I thought I had my shit together and I just 100% didn't. And as soon as I was able to measure my sleep, it significantly changed the way I saw sleep and it made me focus on it way more. And then once you've started to measure your sleep and figure out the things that you need to do for yourself, I think the next thing is, you know, coming up with the things that help you sleep better and figuring out how to get more consistent sleep, meaning your sleep when you go to sleep and when you wake up. And then that rolls over into how do you want to start your morning and figuring out your morning routine. So like I said, I'm not an expert in any of this stuff. This is me just talking about my experience and what I've learned over the past, you know, year or so that I've been wearing Whoop and tracking my sleep and understanding my sleep better. And I hope that in some way it can help you. Maybe you struggle with sleep, maybe you struggle with a morning routine, and maybe the reason you struggle with your morning routine is because your sleep's not as good as you want it to be. And so maybe there's room for you to play with different things to get better with all of that. So with that being said, I hope you guys got something out of this podcast. Please subscribe, like, share, all the things. Your support means so much to me, to the brand, to our mission and our purpose. And I'm so excited for everything that we've been doing. It's just been awesome. So thank you for your support, and I will talk to you next time.